Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Shooting at Chateau Rock, a Bruno Chief of Police novel by Martin Walker, narrated by Robert Ian McKenzie.
Chapter 1. 2 days after his father's funeral, a distraught Gaston Drian came to the mairie of Saint-Denis asking to see Bruno Courage, the town's chief of police. Bruno assumed that Gaston, a long-time acquaintance from the town tennis club, was still in shock at the dreadful nature of his father's death. The old man, a widower, had been alone on his remote farm when he had suffered a fatal heart attack. He hadn't been found for several days. Patrice, the postman, liked to visit his older customers from time to time to see how they were, and he'd always found a friendly welcome at Drian's home, along with a glass of his homemade gnôle, a notorious firewater that Bruno had learned to treat with great respect. When Patrice's knock went unanswered, he'd opened the kitchen door. Two cats had darted out, and then Patrice had reeled back from the smell. Then he had thrown up when he saw what the cats, desperate for food, had done to the dead farmer. When he recovered, he'd called Dr. Gilletreau, who he knew had been Drian's physician, and waited outside in the fresh air for his arrival. Gilletreau had come within the hour, accompanied by an ambulance. Once he'd seen the body, he wrote a prescription for sleeping pills for Patrice, along with an instruction for the post office to grant him 3 days' leave. Given the circumstances, Gelatro's death certificate, citing a heart attack as the cause of Drian's demise,